Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Pei Dalid, 5 lines on the bottom of Daf Pei Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara will now bring a Shaila that is relevant to the Mishnah that we had on Daf Pei Beis and Alv, where we saw a machlekes between Rabbi Lez and Chachamim in a case where Reuven divorced his wife, and when giving her the get, he said to her, Harei Ad Mutaras L'chol Adam El L'Pleini, that you should be mutter to everyone aside for Shimon. Based on the Mishnah Mesechtas Nagoyim, we explained that when our Mishnah said, Harei Ad Mutaras L'chol Adam El L'Pleini, it's as if Reuven said, Chutz L'Pleini, Reuven stated this get should be valid and should make you a grusha, and you should no longer be an eshesish legabi everyone else in the world. However, legabi Shimon, you should still remain an eshesish. And the Chacham held that this get is not valid, as this chasaron increases. However, Beleza says that it's a valid get. And on Daf Pei Beis and Beis, the Gemara brought two different potential psukim from which Rabbi Beleza would have learned that this get is valid, even though when Reuven gave this get to Rachel, he was mishayir in the get, did not completely sever his relationship with Rachel. And the Gemara now begins Bayimnei Rav from Rav Nachman. So Rav is the following from Rav Nachman. If Reuven gave a get to his wife Rachel, at the time they gave a get, he said that this get should only be valid today, and tomorrow you should not be megureshes. And therefore, as Rashi says, the Shaya Begita, the Reuven left over, he didn't completely sever the relationship with Rachel. And Rav asked Mao, in this case, what would be the din? And Rav continues, Tibayla Rabbeleza, Tibayla Rabbanon, that this Shaya that I have is both according to Shita Rabbeleza and according to the Shita Rabbanon. As Tibayla Rabbeleza, I have the Shaya according to Rabbeleza, because Ad Kan Lekam Rabbeleza Hasam, El Dlamanda Kashari, Kashari La'ilam, that maybe Rabbi Lezer said in the case of our Mishnah, where Reuven said, Harei Mutaras L'chol Adam Chutz Mishimon, the reason why it's a valid get is because Lemaisa, when Reuven said that she should be Mutal L'chol La'ilam, he completely severed his relationship with Rachel, Benegeo, all of those people, and it was forever, and maybe that's not going to be a chasar and increases. However, Aval Hachaloi, but in our case, where Reuven said to Rachel that you should be Mutal for everyone, but only for today, and not forever, then L'chir, that's not a valid crisis, even according to Rabbi Lezer, and it would not be a valid get even for one day. Or do we say that since we see Rabbi Lezer says that you don't have to have a complete krisis and you can have a get l'chatzoyin, even if you say that this get should not work but a gei yashimin, it's a valid get, the same svarah could be taken even further and said that Rabbi Lezer holds that if Reuven says to Rachel that this should be a get only for today, but it should sever our relationship with everyone for today, and then tomorrow it no longer should be a valid get, that would also be a valid get, and it would be a get l'chatzoyin, and the get would actually be chal only for one day, and after that one day, it would no longer be a get, and once again, Rachel would be an Eishes Ish. And Rava continues to Bailer Rabbanon. My Shaila is according to Rabbanon as well, as Ad Kam Lekam Rabbanon Hasam Elvle Paskim and Iligamri, that maybe the only time Rabbanon said it's not a valid get is in the example of a Mishnah where Reuven said to Rachel, Harei Umeteres L'chol Adam, aside for Shimon, because over there, you didn't sever the relationship with Shimon at all, and therefore, it's not considered a krisis and it's not a valid get. Aval Hacha Kimin de Paska Paska. But over here, since Reuven said that this should be a valid get for today, and at least for today it should be a valid get legabi every single person in the world, and therefore we have a complete krisis today, so memelu this get was chal for today, and once it was chal for today, as Rashi says, paskal l'chol adam l'olam, it has now severed Reuven and Rachel's relationship forever legabi every single person in the world, v'shuva in ishtoi, and therefore Rachel is no longer his wife, asher yachzav yikachena, until Reuven goes and once again is mekadesha, even though Reuven said that I don't want this gerusha to be chal tomorrow, but l'maisa that's not a valid tonight, as Rashi says, Hilkach ain't tonight Zeklum. Although the Gemara doesn't speak out, the other side, Lefid Rabbanon, the second side is, Oidil Malashna, or do we say that Rabbanon are not Mechalic between this case and the case of our Mishnah, and in both cases, this get would not be valid, as there is a chasarin in the creases between Reuven and Rachel, as Reuven said to Rachel that this get should only be valid today and should not be valid tomorrow. And in the bottom of Taisis in Diva Maschel, Kivin de Pascha Pasra, Taisis points out, Hachalikama Oidil Malashna, over here on the side in the Rabbanon, the Gemara doesn't end off with the second side, as we explained, of Oidil Malashna, can have Minul El, just like we said before, the Miyak Sha'amar, Kivin de Paska Paska, once Rava said that there's a tzad of Kivin de Paska Paska, Haven Shekenu, Rava realized that that is actually the proper Svara, and the din is that once this get is Chal for a moment, this get is now Chal forever, and the get that Reuven gave Rachel is completely valid and won't even be subject to the Tznai, that it shouldn't be a get tomorrow. As the Gemara continues, Busted the Bayer Hada Pashta, that after Rava asked the Shaila from Nachman, he himself was Pesha the Shaila, and we continue on that Pedal. Now, Mistavra, Bein Rabbi Lezer, Bein Rabbanon, Kivin de Paska Paska, that is a svara that both according to Rabbi Lezer and according to Rabbanon, okay, since Reuven said that this get should be chal today and it should be considered a get, legabi everyone in the world, and therefore there was a valid krisis today, then the get was chal, and we have a svara to keep into paska, that once a get is chal, there is no way to make it tonight afterwards to say that it should not be chal any longer, and at a later point it should be void. It's important to keep in mind, as Tezis points out at the Tafel da Pei Dal Amud Alef, that even though when Rava went through the two different studim as to what Rebbe Elazar may hold, he said that maybe Rebbe Elazar would hold that this would not be a valid get, since once it's day number two, then it won't be a krisis at all for any person in the world, and therefore this get would not be a get at all, and the other tzad would be that there is no requirement to have a full-fledged krisis, and therefore this get would be chal for one day, and on the second day the get would be null and void, and there wasn't a problem of having a get l'chatzoyin. But even so, lefi the maskanas ha-gemara and the way Rava was pashut the shayla, it comes out that actually there's another tzad in Rebbe Elazar, that Rebbe Elazar would actually hold that once a get was chal, it would be chal forever, and it would be considered a full-fledged get forever. And as Taisa says, mikol makom lishna the paska mashma l'gamri, that the lashon of the gemara when it says kimin the paska, it's mashma, that's get l'gamri. And the gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned to the brisa, hareza gitach amanasha tenasi l'pleini, if Reuven says to Rachel at the time that he's giving her a get that this should be your get on condition that you get married to Shimon, harezu loy tenasi, then the brisa states that she cannot get married, v'imnisis, and if she gets married loy tseitzei, then she does not have to get divorced and she can stay married. And the gemara now wants to understand these two terms of the brisa, where the brisa stated harezu loy tenasi v'imnisis loy tseitzei, and the gemara asks, my ka'ama, who are the subject of the clauses of harezu loy tenasi and v'imnisis loy tseitzei? So Rab Nachman explains, hachi ka'ama, this is what the brisa means to say, harezu loy tenasi loy, that Rachel cannot get married to Shimon, shemi yomu neshem nesim matana, as Rabbanim were concerned that maybe people will think that Reuven made some sort of a deal with Shimon, and he said, I'll swap my wife to you, and therefore it was almost as if he sold his wife to Shimon, and therefore the Rabbanan said that we don't want Rachel to go and get married to Shimon. And Rav Nachman continues that the second part of the Brisa is teaching us that even though Reuven made a tnai with Rachel that she has to get married to Shimon, if Rachel goes and instead of getting married to Shimon, she got married to Levi, she doesn't have to get divorced. As Rashi says, because Rabbanan wanted to make sure that we weren't machzik the tnai, and we didn't give this type of a tnai any kiyum, as we didn't want people to go and make tnaim with their wives that have to marry a specific person. And certainly we didn't want people to say that people are going and selling their wives to other men. The Gemara continues that Eser Rav Nachman, how could it be that you would say that if Rachel got married to Levi, even though the tonight was that Rachel has to marry Shimon, and therefore if she doesn't marry Shimon, Lechayda's get was not valid, and she's still an Eshish, and therefore how could you say that now she got married to Levi, she could stay married to Levi, and it's a valid marriage? And how could Rabbanan say, based on this Gzera, that we go and be Mata, this woman, to go and get married to Levi, if Lemaisa Rachel at this point is considered Eshish Lagabi Levi? In a moment we'll see that based on this question, Rav Nachman will go and change his pshat in this Brisa. And Taisa Diba Maschel, Elam Rav Nachman, Hachi Ka'ama, Yes, Vim Taima, Demi Karloi Amakach, Lechayr Rav Nachman didn't say this originally, and what was the original Havmina? And Taisa says, Vyeshleim, Demi Karasova, Dafkay Rabban Kedushimina, that Lemaisa Enechanami, because of the Tzira, therefore Rabbanan said that we're Mafkia, the Kedushin of Reuven with Rachel, and that's why we allow Rachel to get married to Levi. This is based on Gemaras that we had beforehand, that once Rabbanan makes a Gzira, sometimes Mafkia, person Kedushin, as they say, that called him a Kaddish, I died to Rabbanan Mekaddish, and when a person has Kedushin, he says, Arei Mekudeshesli, Kedas Meshav Yisrael. And Lemaisa, the Gemara asks a question on Rav Nachman, that in this case, since it's only based on a slight Gzira, that people will say that someone is selling his wife to someone else, so in this case, we wouldn't say the klal of called him a Kaddish, I died to Rabbanan Mekaddish, and the Rabbanan Mafkia his Kedushin. And as Taisa states, Ulubsev Chazabai, Shein Nirolei Svar, the Beshvil Chashashim Uatis Kazu, Yafki Rabbanan Kedushin, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Elam Rav Nachman, Hochi Kamar, Rav Nachman therefore explains that the Psham de Braisa is as follows. The din is, if Reuven says to Rachel that this should be your get on condition that you get married to Shimon, so the din is, Harezu Loi Tinasi Loi, and Rabbanan stated that Rachel cannot get married to Shimon, Shem Yoimin Hashem Naisim Matana, as maybe people say that Reuven sold his wife to Shimon, and therefore they didn't think that was a proper thing to do, and they didn't allow the tonight to go forward. However, the Brisa continues, V'nisis Loi, L'maisif Rachel went and got married to Shimon, but the Eved, Loi Seitze, then it would be a valid marriage, and we would not require Shimon to give her a divorce, the Mishum Gzeira, Loi Mafkinon, just based on this Gzeira, which as Tais pointed out, which is a Chashashim U'otes, and as Rashi says, She'in Kan Issa, Da L'maisa, even if Reuven did so, and now Shimon marries Rachel, there's no Issa involved, El Chashlaz Ba'almo, it's just not something that's very nice that people will say that Reuven sold his wife to Shimon, but L'maisa, there's no Issa involved, because L'maisa, Reuven gave a get to Rachel, and therefore she's no longer his wife, and no longer an Eishes Ish. Therefore, if B'dieved, Rachel got married to Shimon, then we would not require Shimon to give a divorce, and they could stay married. The Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, so Rava said to Rav Nachman, and he was medayik in the words of Rav Nachman, Lo yud loy tenasei, that's mashma from your words that you said that Rachel can't get married to Shimon, but it's mashma hala acha to nase. If Rachel wants to go and get married to Levi or to anyone else, she could do so. And as Rashi points out, the habi gita, and it's considered a get even legabe Levi. Since Reuven didn't say that this should be a get on condition that you only marry Shimon, Reuven said this should be a get on condition that at some point you will get married to Shimon. Maisa, this get was a valid get, and there's a tnai that's associated with the get, which states that at some point Rachel has to get married to Shimon. And really, at the moment that Reuven gave this get to Rachel, it's considered a full-fledged divorce, and therefore Rachel could get married Levi, and this is a condition that at some point in Rachel's lifetime, she has to make sure to marry Shimon, as otherwise she was not mekayem the tnai, and the original get could be batel l'mafreya. And Rava says that this can't be, because v'avoy cumulative tnai, l'maisa, the only way that this get will be chal, is if Rachel is mekayem the tnai and actually gets married to Shimon at some point. How could it be that we would allow Rachel to get married to Levi at this point if she wasn't yet mekayem the tnai, and we should be choshish that at some point she won't be mekayem the tnai, and the get would be batel, and therefore it will come out that Levi married an Eishes Ish. And Rava continues that who said that we should be choshish that she'll never get married to Shimon, but v'chitema efshed minzvayoyim v'magash l'mocha, why don't we say that let Rachel get married to Levi today, and then at a later point when Levi divorces Rachel or when Levi dies, Rachel will at that point get married to Shimon u'mekayem l'tnai, and then she'll be mekayem l'tnai, and l'mafreya will see that she was megureshes, and therefore she had a right to marry Levi. And Rava says to Rav Nachman, ul'hachta pligas led Rav Yehuda comes damasle, and the reason why you're saying this actually would work is because you're going according to your own shita, where you compare this case to the case where you are chilek on Rav Yehuda, and in that case we see that Rav Nachman actually holds that we aren't concerned that at some point a person won't be mekayem l'tnai, and over here also let Rachel get married to Levi, and at some point Rachel will be mekayem l'tnai. And the Gemara brings down the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. The idma, as we learned, koinim ini b'shin hayoyim emish l'macha. If Reuven says that my eye should be considered like a carbon and should be also for me to sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow, I'm Rav Yehuda al yishin hayoyim shami yish l'macha. Rav Yehuda says that even though your ned is not chal until it's triggered by sleeping tomorrow, you should still not sleep today and should be mekayem your nedah, because potentially tomorrow you will fall asleep. And Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman states yishin hayoyim be'in choshish shami yishin l'macha, that Reuven can't sleep today, and we don't have to be choshish that maybe he'll trigger the nedah by sleeping tomorrow, as he'll be careful to make sure not to sleep tomorrow, and he'll make sure that he doesn't trigger his nedah from being chal. And therefore Rava says to Rav Nachman, maybe that is why you hold that lo yudoy tenasei hola achet tenasei, and Rachel can marry Levi today and rely and take for granted that she will eventually be mekayem the tnai of Reuven, and she will actually marry Shimon at some later point. And Rava continues and states that this din of Rav Nachman is not similar to our case, and you can't compare the two cases, as Hachi Hashta Hasad Midday Kaima Di Boyu Mavriz Navshe Bisilvasav Loy Noim. Over there, when we're talking about sleep, so it's possible that Reuven will be careful that on the next day he won't fall asleep, as the entire day he will prick himself with thorns in order to make sure that he doesn't fall asleep, and therefore he'll never trigger the actual neder. However, Hachab Dida Kaima Legushe, is it really in Rachel's control to be able to make sure that she gets divorced? Of course, it's in a husband's control, as a husband could divorce his wife Balkocha, but a wife cannot demand to get Balkocha, and therefore, how can we say that Rachel could marry Levi, and at some point she will make sure to be mekayem the tnai of Reuven and get married to Shimon, as L'chir, that's not in her control at all? And Ayin Taisis, who points out that L'chir, how could Rava say that it's not in her control to be divorced, but the Kashal Rabbi Yehuda, Vavade B'didok Kaim Legusha, Sheikhoi Lema Mois Laivi Kafinale, that we know if Rachel says that Levi is Mois to me, and Bezin would force a person to give his wife a divorce. Taisis continues, V'oy Kasha, the Kafinale Legasha, Shrehi Lo B'Seishesish, L'chir, Bezin certainly will force her to get divorced from Levi, as L'maisa, at this point, she's considered Eishesish, since she didn't get married to Shimon. Taisis then says that potentially you could explain our Gemara, that what Gemara means to say is that it's not in Rachel's control to get divorced from Levi, and also to force Shimon to marry her. And Taisis says, Ach in Alosh Mashbekein, and then Taisis says, V'yish Lema, Kivin Mekol Mokim, Yochel Abalut Chaysa, Loi B'dida, Kaim Legushe, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Elam Rava, therefore Rava explains the Brisa as follows, that if Reuven said to Rachel, Harezi Gitech, HaMenashe Tenasi L'Pleini, that this should be your get on condition that you marry Shimon, then Harezu Loi Tenasi, Loi Loi V'Loi Lacher, then according to Rava, the Brisa is teaching you that you can't get married not to Shimon and not to anyone else. Rava explains, Loi Loi Tenasi, Rachel can't get married to Shimon, Shemi Yoimin, as in that case, Rabbanim will goyza, that maybe people will say that Reuven sold his wife to Shimon, and La'achal Leitinase, Rachel can't get married to anyone else either, the boy cumulative tonight, because L'maisa, she first has to be Mekayim tonight, as if she would get married to Levi first, and then hope at some point that she'll be mekayim the tnai. Of course, that's not a valid svara, since we said that it's not in her hands and it's not in control. And the way to understand the second part of the brisa, which stated vim nisis loy tseitze, the brisa was stating vim nisis loy, that if Rachel and Maisa got married to Shimon loy tseitze, that she does not have to get divorced and they can stay married. The Shimon gzira loy mafkinan, as based on this gzira, we did not say that she had to get divorced. And as Rashi explained before, she inkan isa el chash las ba'alma. However, la'acher tseitze the boil kiyum loy tnai, if Rachel would get married to anyone else aside from Shimon, then the din would be that she cannot stay married to that person, as Lamaisa were concerned that if Rachel gets married to Levi, then potentially, since it's not Biyodah, possibly Levi will never divorce her, and maybe Levi will not predecease her. It will turn out that Rachel never was Mekayim the Tnai and never got married to Shimon, and then it turns out that Levi and Rachel were married by Issa, as Rachel was always an Eishes Ish, as a get was Batel in Mafreya. And most Rishonim explained that when the Gemara just said that La'acha Tetze, that if Rachel went and got married to someone else, then she has to leave that marriage, then she has to actually get a get Meduraisa, while the Rambam is chiluk on this idea. And the Gemara continues, Tani Kavosa de Rava, Harezu loy tinasi, loy loy, v'loy lacha, v'nisis loy, loy teitze, and la'acha teitze, which is exactly the way Rava explained the previous Braisa. And the Gemara continues, Tani Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Harezu gita chamanashe tala rikia, if Reuven says to Rachel at the time that he gives her a get, that this should be your get, on condition that you travel to the rikia, or on menashe teredu l'tahim, or on condition that you go down to the tahim, or on menashe tivoli konishil dalamis, or if you swallow a reed of four amis in one shot, or on menashe tivili konim ben kufama, or on condition that you bring to me a reed that's 100 amis long, or on menashe tavri seyama gadol baraglech, or this should be your get, on condition that you travel across the yama gadol and you only use your feet and you don't use a boat, ain't a get. In all these cases, Rabbanon feel that these are valid tnayim, and since it's impossible to be kayim these tnayim, therefore it's not considered a valid get. The Brisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema make a zeket. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says that since all of these tnayim are ef shel kaimam, therefore, as we will see in a moment, we consider that when Reuven said these tnai, he didn't really mean that she has to be mekayim and it's not a real tnai. And as Rashi will say in a moment, he was only trying to be mitzara with something that didn't make any sense. And the Gemara continues to explain the shita Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, that klal am Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema gave us a general rule that kol tnai she ef shel kaimam b'seifoy, that if Reuven creates a tnai, which the end result is that it's impossible for Rachel to fulfill that tnai, the hisin lametchilasai, and even though Reuven made this tnai, that's not considered a valid tnai. And as we explained, it's kemafliga bedvarim, as Rashi explained, and therefore the get would be valid and this tnai would be batal. And as we know, when someone makes a tnai which is not a valid tnai, the din is that tnai batal lemaisa kayim, and lemaisa min asvara, we should really think that the din should be the opposite, that when there's a tnai and the person can't be mekayim the tnai, then l'chari it should seem that Reuven was saying that I don't really want to give you this get, and maybe we should say the tnai would be batal, but the maisa would also be batal. And Taisus Masechtas Ksubas on Daf Nun Vav explains, since min hasvara a diba should not be able to mevatel a maisa, and therefore the entire din of a tnai is a chiddush hatayra, and therefore if for whatever reason a tnai is not able to be mekuyim, or it's considered a tnai that's batal, then the maisa would be kayim, and we ignore the tnai. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Nachman Amrav halachik Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Nachman Yitzchak states, Masnisin Nami Deka, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah Masechtas Bar Metzia on Daf Tzamach Dalid, Tani, which states, Kol she'ef shalei l'kayim b'seifa v'hisla b'tchalasa t'nai kayim, that any t'nai that is possible to be mekayim at the end, and you made such a t'nai, then the t'nai is valid. Ha'i'ef she'a t'nai batal, but if it's not possible to be mekayim the t'nai, then the t'nai would be batal, and the ma'isa would be kayim, shema minor, this is a good raya. And the mefarshim in Masechtas Bar Metzia is that l'chayu, why is this only a dekanami, if l'chayu, this seems to be the exact same din that we just mentioned from Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, Ayin Taisa Dio Maschal on Menashe Tal Rekia that ain't a get. So that's a sheet of Rabbanon in this Brisa. However, Zok Taisa by Seichel Pelem Besefai Gasinon in Meskayim Atnai, I raise a get. If you Mekayim the Tnai, it would be a valid get. Vim Lab ain't a get. And Taisa says, Vitema, Hech Yochel Kaimoi, how is it possible to be Mekayim a Tnai of a Menashe Tal Rekia? And Taisa says, Vieshloima Alidei Shame, that it's possible to do so by using the Shame and Furish, Ayin and Taisa. And the Gemara continues, Yibayilu, we had the following Shaila, I raise a gitach, a Menashe Taichli Bosachazir. If Reuven says to Rachel at the time that he gave her the get, that this should be your get on condition that you eat bas chazir, which is of course also for Rachel to eat, ma'u, what would be the din? Om Abaya says, he, this would be the same achlikas between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema would say, that this is also a tnai that's eif shel kaimoi, as since it's also to eat this chazir, therefore it's considered it's eif shel for Rachel to be mekayim this tnai, and therefore the tnai would be batal, and the mice would be kayim, and at least lefi Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, this get would be valid. However, Rava, Omar Rava says, that even though beforehand we have cases where it's EF Shalakaimoi, that is because it was physically impossible to be Mekayim that Tanai. However, here, since it's possible for Rachel to eat the Chazir, and then she will be Oiva and Issa, and she'll be Chayim Malkus, so then it's in Rachel's hands to decide if she wants to get to be Mekuyim, she will go and eat the Chazir, and if she doesn't want to eat the Chazir, then the get will not be Mekuyim, and the get will not be Chal. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar would agree to the Chachamim that the Tanai is Kayim, and if Rachel is not Mekayim the Tanai, then the get would not be Chal. The Gemara explains, Labaya Klal Asuya Bos Chazir, Abaya holds that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar said, Klal Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar, Kol Tanai she Efshal Lekayim B'Seifa, V'Hislam B'Tchilasai, Ein El Kamafliga B'Dvarim V'Kosho, that's coming to include that even in the case of Bos Chazir, where it's possible to actually eat the Bos Chazir, but it's impossible to eat it based on the Issa, that would also be considered the Efshal Lekayimai, and Lerovo, Kazel, Lemuti Bos Chazir, and Rava says that since Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar used a Lashon Kazeh Get, therefore Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar was telling us that it's only in a case where it's mamish impossible to do something, then we ignore the Tanai, and the Tanai is Batal, and the Maase is Kayim. However, in a case where it's possible to eat the Bas Chazir, and just based on an Issa, it makes it impossible for Rachel to go and eat the Bas Chazir, the Tanai is still Kayim, and therefore the Get would not be a valid Get if Rachel doesn't eat the Bas Chazir. The Gemara continues, and we'll ask a question on Rava from the following Braisa, and we will see that even though Rava says that if there's an Issa, then it's considered Efshel Lekaimoi, but in this Braisa we will see that's considered Efshel Lekaimoi, and the Braisa states, Hareza Gita Chamanashe de Bali Pliny, that if Reuven says to Rachel that this should be your get on condition that you have beer with Pliny, and Rashi points out that Reuven was not Makbid if Rachel marries Pliny, or if she's Mizana with Pliny, and at that point the get would be Kayim, Niskayim Etnai, Hareza Get, if Rachel had beer with Pliny, then the get would be valid, Vim Lav, Ain't a Get, but if Rachel doesn't keep this condition and doesn't have beer with Pliny, then it would not be a valid get. And the Braisa continues with the second case, and in this case, the Gemara shifts its scenario and says, that if Reuven says to Rachel, this should be your get, on condition that you do not have beer with my father or with your father, then we know to be chayshish that maybe at some point Rachel will have beer with them, and therefore the get would be considered valid. The Gemara is bothered, why does the Braisa shift its case? And in the first case, it talks about a scenario where Reuven said to Rachel, if Lemais and the Sefer were going to be talking about Abba Vavich, so Lachar and the Resha, we should also have given the same scenario, and we should have said that Reuven said to Rachel, Hareze Gitech al Menashe Tebali la Abba Vavich. Therefore, the Gemara points out, V'ilu al Menashe Tebali la Abba Vavich loik Tani, there must be that the reason why the Braisa did not bring a case where Reuven said to Rachel that I'm giving you this get on condition that you be with my father, with your father, because that would not be a valid tonight at all, because it's impossible to go and have beer with your father or my father, because she's also to them, and therefore would be considered a tonight it's Yef Shalakaimai, and therefore the tonight would be bottled, and the Maisa would be Kayim, and the get would be Kayim in Manashach, and therefore, La Baya Nicha, according to La Baya, this Braisa makes a lot of sense, but the Rava Kasha, according to Rava, why didn't the Braisa bring this case? And of course, that would be a greater Chiddush, that even in that case, the tonight would be considered a valid tonight. If Rachel ultimately has beer with Reuven's father or with her father, then the get would be valid, and if she doesn't have beer with them, then the get would not be valid. Mara continues and answers that Amalach HaRava, that Rava will respond that Bishlam and Basa Chazir, Efshe Da'achav Lakya, the reason why we could speak about Tanai, where Reuven tells Rachel that the only way that this get will be Chal is if he eat Basa Chazir, we still consider Efshe Lekaimai, since it's possible that Rachel will be Oivan to Issa Deraisa and eat the Basa Chazir and receive Malkus, and then a get will be Chal. And therefore, since it's in the control, it's possible for Reuven to make such a Tanai with Rachel, we still consider Efshe Lekaimai, and it's a valid Tanai. Similarly, in the Reisha Deraisa, where Reuven said to Rachel, Hareze Gitech HaMenashe Debali Pliny, that's also something that's possible for Rachel to be Mekayim, and it's in her control, as Pliny Nami, Efshe Meshachtele Mimayna, as it's possible Rachel will go over to Shimon, tell him that I have a bit of a problem, that the only way my get will be Chal is if I have beer with you, and she'll pay him some money, and maybe Shimon will agree to have beer with her, even Biznus, and even if he doesn't want to be Mizana with her, and he doesn't want to be Yivan Issa of having beer with a Pnuya, but the Maisa Rachel could convince him to get married to her, potentially Rachel could even pay Shimon to get married to her, and then he'll be able to have beer with her, Beheta. However, Ela Abba Vavich, do you think that if Reuven would say to Rachel that the only way this get would be Chal is if you have beer with your father, with my father, you think that it's in her control, and therefore we could classify that as a Tanai, that's Efshel Kaima? Of course it's not in Rachel's control, because in the E of the Yisura, as even though she may be willing to go and be Mizana with her father or with her father-in-law, and she doesn't mind doing this Issa in order to make sure that she receives her get, Abba Vavich mi Av the Yisura, who said her father or her father-in-law would want to do this Issa, and even for all the money in the world, they would not be Mizana with her. Therefore, Zok Rava, in this case, certainly I agree that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar would hold that this is considered a Tanai, which is the Efshel Kaimai, and therefore the Tanai is Batal and the Maase is Kayim, and that's why the Braisa couldn't bring this case in the Reisha and had to bring a case in the Reisha where Reuven said to Rachel that this is your get. get if you have beer with Pliny, and it couldn't say that if you have beer with my father or your father, as certainly that would be categorized as a tnai, it's yevshel kaimoi, as it's not in the control of Rachel to make sure to be mekayim this tnai. And the Gemara continues and explains that definitely in the Loshin of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, there was a miut and a riboy, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said, klalam Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, which was a riboy, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema also said kezeger, which was mashma miut, and therefore the Gemara explains, l'rava, according to the sheet of Rava, klal lasuya abba avich, that the klal is coming to include that in the case where Reuben would say to Rachel that this is your get on condition you have beer with my father or your father, that's the Yefshel Kaimai, and therefore it's not considered a valid tonight, and the mice of the get would be Kayim. And when Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said, Kazeget, Lemute Bas Chazir, that's coming to exclude the case of Bas Chazir, as Rava holds, that's the case of Yefshel Kaimai, as even though it's an Issa Deraisa to eat the Chazir, and she would get Malkus, but it's still Efsha, and it's in Rachel's control to go and eat the Bas Chazir. And the Gemara continues that I paid Dalar and Bez, La Baya, Klal Asuya Bas Chazir, that when Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema used the Lashon of Klal, that's coming to include that in the case of Bas Chazir, it's also considered Yefshel Kaimai, and therefore the Tanai was Batal, and the mice of the get was Kayim, and Kazem, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said, Kazem get, Lemute Pliny, and it's coming to teach us that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema agrees that if Reuven said to Rachel, Harei Zegitech, Amenashe to Balu Pliny, that this should be your get, on condition that Yabir with Shimon, then the Sky Matnai, Harei Zeget, Bimlab, Ein a get, and it's considered a Tanai that's Efshel Kaimai. The Gemara continues and asks a question on Abaya, Mesvei, Harei Zegitech, Amenashe, Techli Bas Chazir, the Brisa states that if Reuven said to Rachel, this should be your get, on condition that Bas Chazir, or Vim Hoise Zoro, or if Rachel was not a Kahenis and was not married to a Kohen, and therefore she was also to eat Chuma, and Reuven said to her that this should be a get, Amanasha Techel B'Chuma, on the condition that you eat Chuma, and of course that's Asatar, or number three, Vim Hoise Nazira, if Rachel was in Nazira, and Reuven said to her that this should be in get, Amanasha Dishtiayin, on condition that you drink wine, and you're even in Ziris, and you're even in this Issa, the Brisa clearly says, Neskai Matnai raise a get, Vim Lav Inu get, that if Rachel is Mekayim the Tnai, then it would be a valid get, even though she will have to go against her Issa, and if she's not Mekayim the Tnai, it's not considered a valid get, and therefore, Zakh Gemara, Rava Nicha, according to Rava's explanation in Rabbi Yehuda Metema, this makes a lot of sense, as in this case, it's considered Efshel Kaimai, as even though she'll be Ivan Issa when she does any of these three things, and either she eats a Bas Chazir, or she eats Truma, or she drinks wine while she's in Zira, and Melamaisa, she'll be Chayiv Malkus, but ultimately it's her choice, and she can either decide to go and be Ivan Isisurim, and a get will be Chal, or she could decide not to be Ivan Isisurim, and the get will not be Chal, but Melamaisa, this price makes a lot of sense. But Abaya Kasha, but according to Abaya holds, then all these cases, since it's also for Rachel to go and do these things, therefore Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema holds that it's Eif Shel Kaimai, and therefore the Tanai should be bottled, the Maisa Kaim, and why does the Brisa say it, that if she was Mekayim the Tanai, then it's a get, and if she's not Mekayim the Tanai, it's not a get, if Lachar, even if she's not Mekayim the Tanai, the get should be valid. The Gemara answers, Omelcha Abaya, Abaya will respond, Mi Savra Tiviakoli, Hamani Rabbonini, Enechanami, this Brisa is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, as according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, any time that Reuven makes a Tanai with Rachel, that is either physically Yefshel Kaimai, for example, if he says that you have to go to Shemayim or to Rikia, or it's metaphysically Yefshel Kaimai, as it's impossible for her to be Ivan this Issa Duraisa, certainly Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema would hold that the get would be valid as the Tanai is Batal and the Mais is Kaim. However, this Brisa is going according to the Shita Rabbanon, who argue on the Shita Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and the original Brisa that we had on the Peidal Malav, which stated that if Reuven said, Areza Gitech, Amanashi Tala Rikia, then Levita Rabbanon, even though it's Yefshel Kaimai, the Tanai is Kaim, and since she can't go and be Mekayim the Tanai, therefore would not be a valid get. And therefore, similarly in our case, even though because of metaphysically she can't be Mekayim the Tanai and she can't be Ivan Issa, but the Maestro Rabbanon say it is a valid Tanai, and if Rachel actually goes and eats the Basa Chazir or eats Truma or drinks wine while she's in the Zira, the din would be that the get would be valid, and if she doesn't do so, then the get would not be valid. And the Gemara continues, Vitepik Lay, the Masla Masha Kazba Teru, and Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is, Nihi Nami the Efshal Lukaimoi be Issa, that even though it's possible that Rachel will be able to Mekayim this Tanai while it's also Miu Tanai Hei Chava, but the Maisa, how could it be that Reuven would be able to make such a Tanai, a Havali Masla Masha Kazba Teru, the Kaim Alon Tanai Bottle, and we have a standard Klal that such a Tanai would be Bottle, and therefore, as we stated, any time a Tanai is Bottle, the Maisa would be Kayim, and Lachayr, this get should be valid, even though Rachel doesn't eat the Bas Chazir, or she doesn't eat Chuma, or she doesn't drink the wine while she's in the Zira. And it's important to keep in mind that the Gemara only asked this question at this point, and certainly this question is valid according to Rava, because he said that if Reuven says that this should be a get, Amanash Techli Bas Chazir, then this is a valid Tanai, and it's Efshel Kaimai, because it's possible for her to go and do this Issa. But the Gemara is now asking that even according to Rava, this Tanai should be Batal, because it's Masla Amash Kosabatariya, and Lachari, this question is even according to Abaya, because Lamaisa Abaya just explained this price is going according to Shita Rabbanon, and we see that Rabbanon hold that this this type of tnai would be valid, even though when Reuven says to Rachel, Amenashe teichli basa chazir, or Amenashe teichli b'tshumo, or Amenashe tishli yayin while she's in zira, those are all of masa masha kasa b'tayra, and l'chari, even Rabbanan should agree that the tnai should be batal and the maisa kayim, and the get should be a valid get, even if Rachel is not mekayim this tnai. And as the Gemara states, v'chol masa masha kasa b'tayra, tnai batal, that anyone that makes a tnai which goes against what the Torah states, the tnai should be batal. And the Gemara answers, and is mechala between the regular case of masa masha kasa b'tayra and our case, as Amar Abba Abba Yidrav Iko, ki amrina masa masha kasa b'tayra, tnai batal, when do we say the klal that someone's masa masha kasa b'tayra, the tnai is batal, kagoyin she'erik sus v'nasa, the huka oka, is only, for example, in the case, Reuven said to Rachel, harei am kudeshes li, that you should be mekudesh to me, however, while tnai, that you're not going to require me to give you she'erik sus v'nasa, then therefore, at that moment that he was mekadesha, he was oika, the actual mitzvah in the Torah, and it's considered his akira, avalhacha iakakra, but over here, when Reuven said to Rachel, that this should be a val get, and the future, in order for the get to be chal, you have to eat chazira, or you have to eat chuma, or you have to drink wine while you're nazira, Reuven wasn't oika anything for the Torah at this moment, and when Rachel goes and actually eats the chazira, or drinks wine, or eats the chuma, that is considered akira, and therefore it's not considered a case of masa masha kasa b'tayra, and that's why the tnai would be kayim. And the Gemara continues, maskla Ravina, so Ravina is that how can you say that this is differential between the standard case of masa masha kasa b'tayra and our case, of a klum ka'akri'i el akumul tnai day, that the only reason why Rachel was oika any is in the Torah was only based on the fact that Reuven made this tnai and said that the only way this would be your valid get is only if you drink the wine while you're nazira, or if you eat truma, or if you eat chazir. So ishtakach the iu kaka, and therefore it really turns out that Reuven was the one that made the tnai in order to be oika dominatera, and l'chira, why should the tnai be kayim? The Gemara continues, Elam Ravina, therefore Ravina explains, ki amrina masa masha kasa b'tayra tnai batal, when do we say the klal that masa masha kasa b'tayra is tnai batal, kagoyin she'erik susa v'nasa devad de ka'aka, in the case of she'erik susa v'nasa, where right when Reuven said to Rachel that you'll be kudeshes to me as long as I don't have to give you she'erik susa v'nasa, no one had a choice in the matter, and immediately the din of the Torah of she'erik susa v'nasa was batal, and therefore we see that Reuven was oika dar mena Torah, aval hacha mikamala le'sagit le'achla le'secha v'le'sigarish, but over here when Reuven said to Rachel that this should be your get if you go and eat basa chazir, then of course he didn't say to her that you must eat basa chazir, as l'maisa Reuven left the choice in Rachel's hands, and if Rachel wants this get to be chal, then of course she would have to eat the basa chazir, but Rachel had a choice that she doesn't have to eat the basa chazir, and the get would not be chal, and therefore that's not considered that Reuven was oika dar mena Torah, and the tnai is considered a valid tnai, and therefore at least according to Rabbanon, or according to Rabbi Yehuda Metema, according to the Shita of Rava, then this tnai is a valid tnai, and the sky matnai raise a get, vim lav, ain't a get. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah on Dapei Bezim and Alf, which stated that if Reuven gives a get to his wife Rachel, and at the time they gave her the get, he said to her, so we saw there's a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Chamim, Rabbi Lezer said it's a valid get, and Chamim said it's not a valid get, and the Mishnah continued that according to Chamim, Ketzed Yasa, so what should Reuven do in order to make sure that this get is valid? You let him in, he has to take the get back from Rachel, and then he has to give her a valid nesina, and at that point he has to say, before we begin, let's just remember that we had a brayse on daf ayin ches min alef, where Reuven delivered a get to Rachel, and at the time they delivered to her, he said, kinsi shtach chayiv zeh, and he didn't say, hey gitach, and Rabbi Shimon Loza stated that it's not a valid get until Reuven takes the get back from Rachel, and he goes and gives it back to her, and he says to her, hey gitach. However, Rabbi said that Reuven doesn't have to take back the get from Rachel, and all he has to do is say, hey gitach, and it would be a valid get. And our Gemara begins, man tana, who is the tana of our Mishnah? So Amar Chizkiya says, Rabbi Shimon Loza, this is going dafka according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Loza, the tanya, as we learned to the brayso, in the case where Reuven gave a get to his wife Rachel, and he said, kinsi shtachayv, Rabbi Shimon Loza stated, that this get will only be valid if Reuven takes the get back from Rachel, gives it back to Rachel, v'yayimul, and at that point he says to her, hey gitech, and that's why in our case as well, the only way that this get would be valid is if Reuven takes the get back from Rachel, and then he gives it back to Rachel, and he says, harei umuteres chol adam. However, Rabbi Echon states, afilu teimu Rabbi, and we could even say that our Mishnah could be going, even according to the Shita of Rabbi, the L'chayin Amah, based on the Svar of Safra taught us, that Shani Hacha, that in our case it's very different than the case where Reuven gave a get to Rachel, and he said, because in this case, when Reuven says to Rachel, so even though the Rabbanon hold it's not a valid get, however, as we stated, if Reuven would have been a Kohen, then certainly Rachel would be also to Reuven, as this get is certainly considered a Reich HaGet, and in addition, if Reuven actually died, and then Rachel wants to go get remarried, she can't go and marry a Kohen, and she receives some sort of a get, and based on the fact that it was a Reich HaGet, it passes Rachel from Kohuna, since at the time that Reuven delivered this get to Rachel, even though he said, and it's not a valid get, and she's still an Eishes Ish. However, since it had some koyach and some effect, therefore it's considered a full-fledged sinah to Rachel, and in order to now give it to her once again, and say, Reuven has to take back the get from Rachel and make a new sinah to Rachel, and at that point say, and Rashi says, if Reuven didn't take the get back from Rachel, however, the reason why Rebbe argues on Rav Shimon Elazar in the case in Perek Azerik, where Reuven said to Rachel, Kinsi Shtach Chayiv Zeh, Rebbe holds, even if Reuven doesn't take the get back from Rachel, all he has to do in order to make sure that this get is a valid get is to say to Rachel, Hey Giteich, and the reason is because over there, by the original Sina, when Reuven gave this get to Rachel and he said, Kinsi Shtach Chayiv Zeh, so then he didn't have a valid Sina at all, and the get wasn't Chal at all, and that's why specifically over there, Rebbe holds that Reuven doesn't have to take the get back from Rachel in order to make the get valid. All Reuven has to do is say, Hey Giteich. And we read this Gemara very quickly, and let us go back to explain two parts of the Gemara that we did not explain very well. So the Gemara stated Rabbi Yechon Amma, and we did not explain exactly who Rabbi Yechon was addressing when he said this Memra. And number two, we mentioned the Lashon of the L'Chayin Amma, and we mentioned that it's referring to Rav Kahana, but we didn't mention why it's actually referring to Rav Kahana. So let us see Rashi in Diba Masal the L'Chayin Amma, that he says Rav Kahana is referring to Rav Kahana, Shahayim Mishulcha Mi Bavel. Rabbi Yechon, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, said that Rav Kahana was the one who said this Memra, and he was one of you because he came from Bavel. And Rashi says, because we know Rav Kahana eventually came to Yisrael in order to learn Torah from Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon asked many things from Rav Kahana, and Valav come Rabbi Yechon, and is regarding Rav Kahana, and Rabbi Yechon says in many different places the Lashon of the L'Chayin Omar. And based on this Rashi, Taisa Diba Maskel Rabbi Yechon Omar states, Rabbi Yechon was actually saying this to his Rabbi Chizkia, that since Chizkia was also from Bavel, therefore Rabbi Yechon addressed his Rabbi Chizkia, and he said that you should know that Rabbi Kahana, who also came from Bavel, once told me this idea. However, Taisus continues to ask many questions to prove that it couldn't be that Rabbi Yechon was addressing Chizkia at this point, and therefore Taisus says, El Nira shall Talmidim in Bavel shall fun of Hayim Rabbi Yechon the Lachayim Amma, that Rabbi Yechon was saying to his Talmidim that were from Bavel, that were sitting in front of him, and Rabbi Yechon told his Talmidim from Bavel that you should know that Rabbi Kahana, who also came from Bavel, told me this svara, and we will stop over here.